the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. Thank you for joining with me on this beautiful Saturday morning that the Lord has created, a day that we could worship Him in spirit and in truth. Good morning to the people of God, wherever you are, and those around the world, in different nations, different continents. But truly, I thank God for everybody who got an opportunity to give God glory and praise. Good morning to the body of Christ and those who worship Him early in the morning. Some of you probably worship the Lord at midnight. Some of you might do it at 1 o'clock a.m. or 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, however God gets you up to give Him praise, to give Him your time with Him. But I truly thank God for the people of God. We are so blessed today that we are alive. Some people did not make it. They gave up their last breath. And thank God, some are in hope of praying God that Lord will provide shelter for them or food for them to eat. Let's pray for the homeless. Let's pray for the family who are struggling right now, trying to make ends meet with their family, to feed their children, to clothe them. Thank God for those who are really struggling in the spirit. Praise God. Want to have a closer relationship with the Lord. But then here come the enemy, want to fight them, to want to take them down, to belittle them, even want to destroy them. But let us pray together as a people of God. This country, we need to pray for this country, this nation. And thank God for Jesus, that God will intervene, that God will be there for us in the time we are facing every day. So good morning to the body of Christ. Thank God for those soldiers who are soldiers in the Lord. We thank you for being there. Thank you for the intercessors, the prayer warriors. Thank God for those who are watchmen on the wall. We thank God for everybody who have part in the body of Christ. But we are all are out there working to do what we need to do to get this message across around the world to somebody who are able to hear the word of God. But I truly thank God for Jesus. And this morning, I thank God for everybody who have an opportunity. Some of you are on your way to work. Some of you are coming from work. Some of you are going into the help the elderly, to help those who can help themselves. You are going to the prison, praise God, to deliver word to those men who want to hear the word of God, especially the women who are incarcerated. And I thank God for those, praise God, who are in the soup kitchen. Your part is too that you pray with them who come and get a bowl of soup and a piece of bread. But thank God for families who go into the sanctuary to get food so they have food to feed their children. But I thank God for you warriors, you intercessors, you that are out there on the field doing what you see fit, praise God, to help God's people. And I thank God for our son, Jesus Christ, our elder brother, God's son, who gave his body, soul, and spirit that we can receive salvation. So I truly thank God for Jesus today. So let us enter into his courts with thanksgiving in our mouth. Let us enter into his courts and receive the revelation that God wants us to receive. So I thank God for the remnant. Thank God for the remnant. And that is Jesus, praise God, that he got remnant, praise God,
who will not go to the left nor to the right, but stay focused on the Word of God. And this morning, I'm going into the book of John, the 10th chapter of the Good Shepherd and his sheep. And you know, I thank God for Jesus Christ. There are those who are spiritual blind and cannot see the things that God is doing in people's lives today. They are so spiritual blind because Satan got them blind, narrow-minded, that they can't believe that God don't exist. But God do exist. God is a spirit, and we are spirit. But God just give us a body to house the spirit. But we all are spirit. But I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. But I do want to read this. And I thank God what Jesus said before I get to the 10th chapter of John. And he said this in the 9th chapter about spiritual blindness. Jesus heard that they had thrown him out. And when he found him, he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" the man asked. "Tell me so that I may believe in him." Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, he is the one speaking with you." Then the man said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. Jesus said, "For judgment I have come into this world, so that the blind will see, and those who see will become blind." Some Pharisees who were with him heard him say this and asked, "What? Are we blind not? Blind too?" Jesus said, "If you were blind, you would not be guilty of sin. But now that you claim you can see, your guilty remain." So that's it. When we are in sin, we are blind. We can't see the works that God is doing. We can't see the miracles that God is doing because Satan got us so blind in sin. But when we are born again believers, the scales of unbelief come off of our eyes, and then we can believe everything that God say in his word. But the scale that is on our spiritual eye must come off so that you can feel, praise God, and hear the word of God and believe what God say. Miracles still do exist. Healing still do exist. Praise God. People who have difficulty in finance, it's God do bless and bless them richly. Praise God. Because they believe. And that's what God wants. He wants us to believe in his word. Now in John the 10th chapter, when Jesus, I thank God, Jesus said in the 7th verse, "Therefore," Jesus said again, "verily, truly," means right, "I tell you, I am the gate for the sheep. All who have come before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep have not listened to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture." Remember Jesus said, "I'm going to prepare a place." For who? For those who believe in his word. The righteous. God is blessing his son to come with a plan to those who believe in him. That Jesus prepared a beautiful place. A place that you never seen before. It's better than what we are on this earth. A place called paradise where we can go and worship him in paradise. Whether we live or dead, we will go in that beautiful place called paradise. But I thank God for Jesus Christ that he prepared a place. He's our shepherd. We are his sheep. And one thing I love about Jesus, there are a lot of those who are lost their way, have lost their way, and Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As long we trust in him and believe in him, And that's why Jesus said the gatekeeper opened the gate for him, and the sheep listened to his voice. He called his own sheep by name and lead them out. When he had brought out all his own, he goes on ahead of them, and his sheep followed him. And that's it. We are his sheep. We followed his voice. You got to recognize the voice of God, because the enemy will try to describe himself as God, but he's not. But Jesus is the answer. And that's why Jesus wants us to follow the voice of his Father. Praise God. Jesus is teaching us. We must learn to listen to the voice of our Savior, Jesus Christ. We must listen to the voice of God. That's one thing I love about God. God will never lead you wrong. He will never tell you anything, because he got to honor his own word. But I thank God for the good shepherd. The good shepherd. The good shepherd. He will see us through in everything we do. He'll watch over us when we can't watch ourselves. He sees danger before we do. And guess what? Jesus always there intervene to protect us from not falling into the pit, not falling into a deadly area that will hurt us. But we as a children of God, we got to learn to listen, to identify and recognize the voice of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to learn to do that. And that's why Jesus said, I am the gateway to life. I am the true shepherd. Hallelujah. Jesus is the answer. All we got to do is listen. Listen, because he prepared a place for us, a pasture that we can go. We don't have to hunger. We don't have to be sick. We don't have to worry about anything. Jesus is preparing the place for us. And like I say, the place of paradise. Remember Jesus said to that thief, and the thief believed in Jesus. And he wanted to go with Jesus. Jesus said, this day you will be with me in paradise. And that's it. Once you give your life to Jesus, once you receive salvation from him, your Savior, Jesus is your Savior, you will enter into his paradise and receive the revelation, the blessing of the Lord. So my brothers and sisters in the body of Christ, don't give up hope. Remember the shepherd. Jesus is still the shepherd. He's watching over us, watching over our soul, and keep making sure that we don't fall into the pit of the enemy that set up. So let's worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Let's worship him and honor him and give him glory. And don't be spiritual blind, but become visual to see the blessing of the Lord. May God bless you on this beautiful Saturday. Have a great and blessed day.
Thank you for listening to this broadcast. If you have any questions or need prayer, you can reach me at 772-475-7083. Join me again next Saturday at 8:45 a.m. to hear the Word of God.